Hello.
Hi, Brian. It's Needy Medina. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's been crazy, I would say 5 or 6 days. I had my husband in the hospital, and so I was gone last week. Yeah.
I gotcha.
He's doing better now, but I'm like, with this guy, you just never know.
Yes.
So I was returning your call. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, he's, for the last three, well, now going on 4 years, you know, he had cancer, kidney and colon cancer, and he beat it. So he's in remission. And then, you know, of course, he's got the one kidney, but now he's on dialysis. He's been on dialysis for the last year. And
now he's having, and
you know, dialysis does take a toll on the other organs. You know, you're talking the heart and all that. So unfortunately, you know, we thought it was a really bad anxiety attack that he was having. And needless to say, I took him to the ER and it was most definitely a heart attack. So, yeah,
okay.
But no clogged arteries. He doesn't have, no damage to the heart, which is a blessing in disguise, man. I'll tell you, his brother and I tease him, you know, cause we got to kind of make light of it. So we call him nine lives. I tell him he's like a cat. He's got like nine lives.
Sure. It's like nothing takes you out. Yeah.
No, nothing. It's like, oh my gosh, this guy, you know. But
yeah.
I did want to call you because I noticed I had a missed call from you, and I was trying to retrieve my voicemail, and for some reason I think I'm going to have to, like, restart it. But I wanted to make sure I called you first. So what's going on?
I was just following up.
Okay.
I was wondering when my billing cycle is.
Yeah,
question.
So always your billing. Let me go back. Let's see here. So your billing is always going to be the same date of each month from when you signed up.
When did I sign up, though? I forgot.
If I'm not mistaken, my dear, it looks like you signed up on the 25th.
Okay.
Okay.
25th of May? Or April?
Yes.
Okay.
April. So let me take a look. Let me see here. I know they were talking to you the other day about Facebook ads, right? I saw that there was a note.
Yes, they were. And then I was trying to see about the Google platform, like how's like people are having a hard time finding me. Even on the internet. Even the website when they look it up.
Okay, so how they're going to find you, right, is we use particular keywords, okay, that pertain to your services, right? So as I'm taking a look here, I'm going to look at some of the keywords that they've been using. Drywall contractor, custom cabinets, furniture repair, furniture refinishing, fine finishes, interior painting, drywall repairs, drywall installation, painting, drywall services, plaster repair, cabinets, cabinet repair installation, plaster installation, painting contractor, let's see.
Yes, that's what, that's on there, but, it was brought to my attention from someone that, it's like, if it's not, like that is a key search engine, but is it like programmed for me? Exactly. I mean, like, is that particular one search engine named coded under Brian or BB Design? That's what I mean.
Yeah, so the way that it works, right? Like if someone's on Google, okay, and they're doing a search, right, for a painting contractor. They're going to see the list of businesses that are going to be listed there. So as long as it's within your area where they're performing that search, and what we mean by your area is, like, you know, not just in your zip code. We're talking about the areas that we're targeting for you, right? They're going to see your company name there in that local map section. They're going to see your phone number. They're going to see the link It'll say website, so they can click on your website. So they're going to see your information there. So you know how, like, when you utilize, like, companies, like, for example, HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, right? Those are directories.
Yeah.
So what they do is they shoot out leads to you, right? But the lead that they send you, I mean, they're also failing to tell you that they're sending it to three or four other businesses, you know, that are your competitors. So they don't make it exclusive just to you, right? Because they're sending it to a couple of other companies. So, of course, I mean, you're having to beat them to the phone. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, you know what I mean? But, I mean, that's their process. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So, with this, it's, you know, we're always making sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option at that moment when they are searching for your services. We want them to see you listed there. So that's how that works, okay? I noticed that they've been doing a lot of work, like kind of updating. They've been doing, you know, and that's one thing about us is that we'll consistently manage your account, okay? We really want you, Brian, to be very successful with our program, okay? And that's what we do here. We want to make sure that you're very successful with this, okay?
Yeah.
Did you want me to have customer service give you a call to just go over everything?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, that would be fine. And then
okay.
So when's the, or did you ever find out when the billing,
Yeah, your billing is good. Your next billing is not until the 25th. So it's always going to be the 25th of each month.
All right, awesome.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, my dear. So I'll put in here, Brian, I'll ask them to give you a call just to kind of update you on things. And then if you have any additional questions, just let them know.
All right. Thank you, Nate.
You are so welcome. You have a blessed day, okay?
God bless. Yes.
Thank
you.
I really appreciate that. You know, he's a strong man. I'll tell you that much. I tell him God's got a bigger plan for you, buddy.
Yes.
I told him he's not done with you yet.
He's not done. You keep trying, but he's not done.
Exactly. It was so funny. You know, I'll share this little joke with you. You know, he had to have the fistula put in his arm, right, so that they could do dialysis.
Uh-huh.
It's like an artificial artery that they create. And he went in. He had told me, I want a brand new sweat outfit. I want brand new shoes. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, whatever, Anthony, that's fine.
Yeah.
So when he came out of the surgery, and the doctor told him everything went well, the surgeon, he's all, what? I'm still here? He's all, man, I was ready to meet my maker. I had on a new outfit and new shoes just to meet him. The surgeon couldn't stop laughing. He says, I was ready. Why am I still here? I said, you need to stop. He's not ready for you yet. You still got to
learn. He's not. I see that.
Yeah, so I thought I'd share that with you. I mean, that's his humor, you know?
I get it. I had a situation, not that quite like that, but definitely with a friend. Yeah. It wasn't cancer, but it was like he did have 9 lives. It was crazy. I was just like, last year, it finally got him, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, you know, he's at peace, though. He's
got
something, you know. He was in his time. I mean, there was times he would play with his life all the time. And I was like, man, dude, you only get one. Maybe I only get one, but my man has like 7, 8 guys.
Right. I tell you. Well, it was really nice talking with you again, Brian. It's always such a pleasure, you know. And we're here to help you to assist you in anything regarding your account, okay? So I did send out the message, and someone should be contacting you, you know, within 24 hours or less, just to kind of, I wanted them to go over your account with you, you know, and just kind of update you on what we've been doing, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You are very welcome. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Take care. All right, you too. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.